Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode on Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and today I'm going to talk to you about why and how it's important the way that we talk to ourselves when it comes to eating. Now you've heard us talk about diets, but you know that here on this podcast, Lauren and I believe that your diet is simply just what you eat, how you eat, and just your normal way of everyday eating. I work in a clinical type setting with a team of other health professionals. So we have a psychologist, a nurse, a physician's assistant, and we kind of have an interdisciplinary approach when it comes to patient care. Recently, I was talking to our psychologist and he was telling me about this study, and I have yet to look it up. I know I should do that. That's my homework. But he was telling me about this study that he'd read where people drank two different shakes. Now, the first shake was supposedly a, you know, awesome smoothie shake, full fat, you know, it had full real chocolate, whatever. It was like the regular awesome kind. And then the other people had another shake that was considered a fat-free shake, kind of your diet type food. And they were given these, both of these shakes, right? But it turns out both shakes were the same. It was the same product, kind of like this experiment that you've heard with the tap water out there or with Pepsi versus Coke, whatever it is. But what was so interesting is that the people who drank the full or the, what they considered the regular or the, you know, better type of shake had decreased ghrelin. Now, ghrelin is a hormone that's produced in our bodies that helps regulate hunger. So the people who thought they were consuming the fat-free shake were hungrier later in the day. Now, isn't that crazy that they ate the same thing, but there were true differences in their appetite? It just goes to show that what we tell ourselves is so powerful, not just in regards to our attitude and our beliefs, but it can play a role on your freaking hunger hormones. How cool is that? So by hearing this, just know that you have the ability to change your mentality when it comes to food. You really are in control. A lot of times we tell ourselves that we lose control when it comes to eating, or, you know, we have to eat this certain type of food for whatever reason. But if you can take this approach, you know, and look at your food differently or prepare healthy meals that you look forward to eating them, you're going to have a different effect. You're going to feel much different looking at, let's say, for example, oh my gosh, I packed this delicious salad with these fresh vegetables and this chicken. Oh, and it's going to taste so good. Yeah, that pizza over there looks pretty good too. But I just know that eating this is going to make me feel so much better. I'm going to have so much more energy eating this compared to that high carb, greasy type food over there. And yeah, that's how I'm going to feel. And I guarantee you, you will feel like that. Versus if you look at your plate and you say, ugh, I can't believe I'm eating more salad again. I feel like a rabbit. I'm not hungry. This isn't going to fill me up. Well, if you, in fact, are eating an appropriate portion size for your body and for your activity needs, but you're telling yourself that I'm still going to be so hungry after this, or I still am going to need that chocolate after this, well, guess what? You're right, because what you tell yourself has such an impact on that. So I'll be sure to leave a link to this article or to the study on our Instagram if you guys are interested in hearing more, or I don't know, maybe you don't believe me. We've got some fact checkers out there, but just know that you're in control. At the end of the day, you are in control with what you put in your mouth, but more importantly, with what you tell yourself about how you look, about how you feel. You know, it's not just physical, it's mental, it's emotional. There's so many pieces when it comes to this eating thing. And just know that you're not alone. You're not alone in the way you think. And we're here to help you, like we always say, to be happier and healthier and just a little bit better version of you each and every day. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to hit that subscribe button. It really helps us out from a business standpoint and a life standpoint to share our message with people like you, go-getters, people who just want to be better. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. Find us on Instagram at FitFriendsHappyHour and send it to a friend who maybe also needs to hear this message. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you have a fabulous Friday, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.